What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Yeah. I have a quotable. I think we all have some quotables, actually.
There's been so many good quotes in the secret Facebook group. You guys got to join it, Self-Helpless secret group.
We let everyone in until you're a dick, and then we will kick you out. Happened this week, creepy-ass dude. Yeah. Get out of there.
Get out of here. Listen, if you're going to be inappropriate, especially to a woman, back the fuck up. You getting out of here. Like, we do not tolerate that
Zero
shit.
Zero tolerance policy on that shit.
Even if you think you're joking, just, you shouldn't be joking about something gross with a stranger. Like, just calm the fuck down.
Your jokes aren't funny. They're not. We're funny. That's why you listen to us. We're funny. You suck.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Everyone's funny in their own way. This is a quote that's not from our Facebook group. This is one I just like. This is from Winston Churchill. You guys know Winston Churchill? A lot of
Never
movies.
Heard of him, actually.
A lot of movies this year about Winston Churchill.
Is he an Instagram guy?
Big Instagram guy.
Okay.
Big Instagram.
Sorry.
Okay. Yes. Can you not cough during my quote, please?
I'm really,
this feels very personal.
I'm really sorry.
A new segment called Coughable.
Kelsey's
right,
always
go.
Kelsey's always been jealous of my quotes.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Okay.
All right. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees opportunity in every difficulty.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Dude, that is freaking solid. Dude, can I just say, my school is calling me for money. Can
what?
They please stop this shit?
Get off our
How
dicks.
Many times can I just get off? I want off the
you,
list forever.
Yeah.
This is now publicly out there. That it's on video record.
Knock it off. I'm still grabbing my ankles from you, college.
Yes.
Okay? I'm still paying you money with student loans. You don't need any more.
I had canned soup for dinner last night.
Dude,
okay?
Yeah, I don't have a dishwasher. Fuck off.
Sorry to ruin your quotable again.
No, that was great. You know, an optimist would see an opportunity in that difficulty. Did you guys watch John Mulaney's new special?
Yes.
He's got such a good bit. Oh, that bit he has
so
about
funny,
them calling him for money. He goes, I spent $120,000.
Yes.
So funny.
So funny.
Go
and
watch
true.
Kid Gorgeous.
It's so freaking true. I like the school assembly bit.
Oh, the school
Everybody's
assembly
had
bit
that
is
weird
so funny.
Guy come to your school.
That was my dad.
Yeah?
That was
really?
My dad with the yo-yos.
Oh,
oh
that's
my
amazing.
Gosh. He did school tours?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
But kids in general really loved it.
I bet they did.
You never hear adults talk about assemblies, and it was so comforting. I also loved when he was talking about sleep shirts.
Oh, I love a good sleep shirt.
Where he's like, they said you could wear it as a sleep shirt, and you're like, other people called it that? I don't know why we're talking about this now. You had a good quote, right?
I do have a good quote. This is something that was also posted in our secret group. It says, Minimalism is living with what you need and what you love, and that's it.
Ooh. Yes.
Man.
I love it. That's how I live by the minimalism rule, because some people are like just what you need, yeah. You know, and I'm very much like a mix of being a minimalist and the Marie Kondo way of life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
having what you love and what you need and combining it.
Yeah. yeah. This is a more like basic bitch way to put it, whereas like the yeah. Marie Kondo was like, hold it and ask yourself if it sparks joy. And like,
yeah.
I tried that, but this translates a little bit more clearly to me, where it's yes. just like, yo, do you need that or do you love it? If not, buy.
Yes. Yeah,
get rid of it. It's so simple.
Yes.
It's like two easy questions. And I've been getting rid of even more shit.
Good.
It's nuts. Yeah. It just keeps coming.
Dude,
so yeah. fun.
I just did all my digitizing the past right. couple of weeks. So I just threw away three giant bags wow. of papers and pictures and just any kind of scrap piece of paper I had yeah. laying around the apartment. It felt so fucking good.
I mean, you're going to miss it when the apocalypse hits. But right. That's what I always think about.
I got it backed up on a USB. I have it on, oh God, what are those things called? It's like a
hard
brick.
Drive.
Hard drive. Yep. Mm-hmm. I got it on an SD card. I don't have it in the cloud because the cloud freaks me out.
Cloud
but everything
is scary.
Else yeah. I got. Copies
cloud is
of.
For tits and dicks.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't fuck with the cloud.
Cloud is for secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't like that at all. Yeah, I love that. Love what only what you love and what you need. I listened to I think he's the founder of CD Baby. I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but he was on Tim Ferriss's podcast, and he was talking about how when he's deciding to do something, you should live by the rule, hell yeah or no. So unless you're like, hell yeah, I want to do that, it's a no. And I was like, that's so smart. Because how often do you feel like I should do this?
Right.
I should go on the boat. I should go hang out with these people. I should get coffee. I should do this show. I should take this meeting. And it's like, unless you are like, hell yeah, then it's like, no, don't do it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, unless you need to go to like the DMV.
Well, yeah. There's that. But as far as overscheduling your stuff, he was talking about how a lot of people hit him up for stuff and they go, I know you must be so busy. And he's like, no, I'm really not, because I only do stuff
that I want to do.
That I really want to do.
No, I love
and that.
That
I have to do and I really want to do.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And everything else is like, no.
So have you guys tried going through like your contacts in your phone and decluttering that?
Yes, I did that last month.
Felt like my phone was physically lighter afterward.
Wow.
There are contacts in there from like 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Some person I spoke to once, put it in my phone, have never spoken to them again.
Huh.
It's just sitting in there. Mm-hmm. So many. I highly recommend it. It's very freeing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, I had all my OKCupid guys in there. I was like, James OKC, Ryan OKC. It's like all these
Darren Applebee's.
Exactly. No, it's good. I like, and again, the digital decluttering is a game changer. Like decluttering your Instagram and your Facebook and your Twitter and your contacts and just like anything that you look at, apps that you don't use.
Email inbox.
Oh,
yeah.
I have so many unread emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah. Or I like organize them or delete them or something, but it just makes you feel better looking at it.
Yeah. Unsubscribe from your spam. I've been doing that a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why do I keep just deleting this every day? I just need to unsubscribe.
Yeah.
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 So much easier. Fantastic. You had a defuck. We both have defuck car stuff.
Yeah. So we were doing our photo shoot, which was super fun. And on
new
the
picks
way.
Coming.
New picks.
Halfway, you know, in the drive, my car just stops going, just stops driving on the freeway.
God,
and so I'm, you know, it goes from 65 miles an hour to like, won't go over like 30, 35 miles an hour in the middle of the freeway. I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, this could be it. Like, I don't know. It's broad daylight. Can they even see my hazards on? So I have my hazards on and I rolled down the window, like, go around me, like, go around me. I can't go any faster. Just hoping people see me in time. And so
cars,
it was scary. Cars were just like whizzing past me left and right. And it's like, how am I going to get over if I can't speed up?
Yeah.
So luckily, not a few minutes after, we had like, you know, there was a hill involved that I could gain a little bit of speed and I got over to the slow lane. But dude, that was really frightening.
Aww.
And I could probably get my car fixed and pour a couple more grand into that thing, but it's got like 260,000 miles on it.
That's crazy.
It's a 2005 Toyota Prius. I've had it forever. And every year I got to fix something major. Like, it's just time to go. And now I'm just too scared to ever get in it again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, had it towed back to my apartment like an hour. Very sweet tow truck guy.
Yeah.
Very sweet guy. Made me feel really good about the whole thing. Got some good like car advice on the way, too.
Oh,
so, you know, a little, what do you call it? Opportunity and the difficulty shit happening.
Sure.
Yeah. So I got some good car advice and I'm gonna probably like lease a Honda Civic or something this year.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I hit a little piece of tire, not a little, a big piece of tire, that a truck kicked up in front of me the other day, and it messed up my grill shutter, which I didn't even know was a thing. The most frustrating thing is it's about $1,200 to fix.
That's so much money.
Yeah, and it's a thing that you kind of don't really even need.
Yeah, like a grill? Yeah. I just think of like a grill on your mouth.
That's the thing. The grill itself is like, you don't really need it. Messed it up, but he was like, it's like $50 to fix that, but because it's just a little plastic part. But what's inside is something, I forget the name of it, but it regulates the temperature, airflow to the radiator that helps regulate temperature. Basically, it's just to help gas mileage. And he was like, it's stuck open right now. He's like, so you have maximum airflow, which is how it would be in the heat anyway. Mm. And I said, okay, what happens if it's cold? He goes, well, we're in Southern California, so you probably wouldn't have to worry about it anyway. And I was like, so then why do I even have to fix it? He's like, well, he's like, the check engine light's going to stay on unless you fix it. Like, that's kind of the issue.
That's it.
So you have to like...
So you don't know.
So I have to do it. But it's not really doing anything. Like, most cars don't even have those parts. It's just some Priuses that have it.
Interesting.
And so it's like, it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, so I have to spend $1,200 basically to turn off my check engine light.
Jesus, dude,
I don't know. Like, I used to think the Prius was a good idea, but now I'm like, I've had so many problems with that thing. Yeah. It's like, yeah, the mileage is good, but every year something happens, and the parts are expensive to replace.
This is the only thing I've had with it.
That's good. How long have you had it?
It's a 2016.
Oh, okay.
So it's new. So and it's because I hit something. Here's the thing with the Prius.
That's true.
The Prius is like an Apple product. It's like if it gets, it works great, but if something gets broken or like messed up,
so expensive.
It's so expensive to fix.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Toyota Corolla, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's what Kane has driven forever, like our Toyota Corollas, and then he's just been like upgrading, and it's such a good car.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
a really good car.
Toyota, you hear that? You can always sponsor us.
Yeah, come on, Toyota.
I got to put the good man button in here, though. So once I realized, like, I'm going to be without a car for like a month because we're not in town for the next like 4 or 5 weekends, Cam changed his work schedule around so he could drive me to and from work in the morning and in the afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah, to save me money on like Lyfts and Ubers everywhere. God, I fucking love that guy.
That's so nice thing.
So sweet.
He's a precious gem.
So nice.
It's like not that hard to be a good significant other. Yeah. It really isn't. Like, just do all the things and just anyway.
Yeah.
Pretend like it's the first week all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in that first week, you're like, oh, what can I do to make this person happy? I'm so excited. Yeah. If you just like can maintain a little bit of that, it's great.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Love it.
I got to take Kyle and pick him up from the airport because I've been home and I'm never home. I can never take anyone to the airport.
Yeah.
And oh my God, it was so fun. I'm like, how do you need to beg people to do this? This is great. I feel awesome. Like, I got you coffee and a muffin. Like, good morning. Like, this is so fun.
Oh my God, you are killing it.
Dude, I'm a dope significant other until I get mad and then I shut down on you and it's like semi-abusive, but other than that, oh my God, I'm so good at being a girlfriend. It's crazy. The maddest I get is when other people aren't good. Like, Kyle's such a good boyfriend, and when I've been with people, oh my God, I'm so happy. Whenever I've been with people who aren't good at it, it's like it makes me mad because I'm like, you don't understand, like, I'm so good at this and you're not letting me be good at it because you suck. So I have to like rein it in. Like, I have to be
mad all the time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's like when you're successful and it makes the other person feel bad about the fact that they won't get a job. And so you can't like spend money or go anywhere because they won't get their shit together. It's the same thing in a relationship where like if the other person isn't trying, you have to like put in less effort because otherwise you'll just resent them. And when both people are just putting in all the effort. Oh my God, it's great. Awesome.
First week effect,
it's the best.
Man.
I love that.
It's so great.
Is that, should we
make
we
it
should
a
t-shirt on
the first week effect?
First week effect.
We're doing all these all the Instagram quotes now.
Yes.
Yeah. Delaney just thought we should do that. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. I fucking love that.
God, I'm so happy, you guys. It's fucking great. Anyway,
I have a treat yourself. I went to BeautyCon here in LA. I've never been before, but I've heard about it for forever. It's basically like every major makeup brand, skincare brand, all of that. They go to the Los Angeles Convention Center, and like Kim Kardashian's there, Drew Barrymore's there, like lots of celebs and lots of YouTube beauty people. And you just go, you get like discounts, you can stock up on stuff, you can meet people. So I specifically was going because there was a meet and greet with three of my favorite YouTube beauty people. Jamie Page, Samantha Ravindal, and Rob Beauty Christie. And I got to meet them, and it was amazing. They were so nice, and I left and I cried. I know, I already told you guys this, and I was not expecting to. I was pretty embarrassed of myself because it's just like, I don't know. It just, I was talking with my friend Allison about it today, who is a YouTube beauty, big star on there, and she was cracking up. She's like, it'd be one thing if you lived in like Nebraska and had like 22 followers and you were just like so starstruck. She's like, but you, this is what you do too, but with comedy. Like, you have people that cry when you like respond to them. You have like super fans and stuff like that. And I was like, I know, but it's just like, I don't know. I super fan out so hard when I like really love people. I get really passionate and I want like everybody to know about them. Like, I feel like I'm the best fan. Like, if I'm a fan of you, like, I'm putting in work for you, man.
Yeah.
Like, I am spreading the word to let everybody know, oh my God, you need to watch this person. You need to listen to this song. You need to buy this product. Like, yeah. You're really talking about being a good girlfriend. I'm like, I am a good fucking like salesperson of things that I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
Like, if I take you guys into a beauty store with me or any of my other friends, generally people leave with like 50 products because they're like, well, you just made everything sound so good. And like, I need this. And I'm like, well, it's because you do. Like,
you
need this. I genuinely feel that way. So anyway, I called Kane and I was like, it was really cool. And I just have spent so many hours watching them. And like, when I'm on the road by myself, you know, I play their videos and it makes me feel like closer to home. And it just was like, it was, you know, three people at once and it was just a lot. And I feel so stupid. He's like, don't feel stupid. That's so cool. That's great that you, you know, are that much of a fan of anything.
And,
but I felt pretty, pretty dumb and corny. It's like what happened with John Mayer when I met John Mayer. Then I went to my hotel room and I just like gently sobbed. Because it was just, it hit me so hard. Yeah. It just hit me hard.
That's
so.
How I got when I met Jack Black 3 times.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And Tenacious D. Like, when I met
Did
Tenacious D.
Did you cry?
D, I got depressed for a few days afterward.
Really?
I did not cry, but I got depressed because I'm like, okay, he has been my number one celebrity crush since I was like 11. Like, it's been a long love affair. And I was just like, meeting somebody that you love that much, and then you realize, like, oh, I never get to be with him ever. Like,
you know? Yeah, that happened with John Mayer.
Really?
I cried, and then I got depressed for a few days, and it was hard to listen to his music for a little while.
Because
I just was like, it's too much. It felt like too much
emotion. You're so close, but so far.
And I almost, like, it felt uncomfortable feeling too much emotion. Just, this is a lot to handle.
Oh, man.
That's why I wouldn't want to meet John Krasinski, like, when he was at Paramount.
Oh, yeah.
And when you were like, what's the point? I can't make out with him. I was like, honestly, yeah, that's a good point. It would make me upset to meet married John Krasinski.
Oh, it was a little upsetting in the pictures, even.
It was.
Truly, I had to take a step back. Like, I was a little bummed that you were like, I'm walking away. I can't send you more. Because at first I was like, what?
Yeah.
Send me everything. Stay there forever. Follow him to his car. Like, I was a little mad, but then I was also like, this is for the good of the day.
Yeah.
Because if she sends me more, it's going to be hard to accomplish anything.
Dude, yeah.
It's gonna,
so
I'll spiral. I'll be like, but why can't I be with John Krasinski?
Yeah.
I like to keep heroes on, like, unattainable. Because then if you meet them and then you realize, I'm just another fan to you. I'm nothing to you.
Right.
You're everything to me. We had our moment. It meant nothing to you.
Well,
it's crazy. And I don't get, like, I've never cried after meeting anybody. The people I've been most starstruck about are Brian Regan and Maria Bamford.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Yeah.
It's almost better for me if they're a dick in person. Because I'm like, thank God. But when they're nice and attractive and funny. Dude, because I heard, I was able to hear John Krasinski like give his toast and everything and like talk to, Paramount did A Quiet Place. So it was like a celebration thing. And he was just fucking effortlessly charming and handsome and just sweet. And I was like, I gotta leave. I'm leaving now. I'm not staying for champagne or cake because this is really bothersome.
Of course he is. There's no way he's a dick. There's just no way.
And I think he even mentioned, like, oh, I didn't know this was happening. It was like a surprise. He was like, I gotta call my wife and tell her I'm gonna be a little late or whatever. And I'm like, God, you're a good man. I gotta go back to my office now.
Yeah.
I get it.
I would have to, I mean, I couldn't walk away, but I would totally understand that.
No, so I would have stayed. I would have just
sucked
that
in. I got a couple
of
pictures I sent to you.
Yeah, but
him in
not
a ball cap. Fuck.
Fuck, I love me when in they the play asshole. Oh. God. Cargo shorts. Fucking V-neck. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And now that everybody's frustrated.
Ooh, here we go.
Yeah, this leads into, speaking of treat yourselves, we all finally went to Vegas together.
Yes.
Been talking about it for a really long time.
Oh my God, it was amazing. Was
so this is, fun. Yeah, this is going to be a nice recap episode of that trip, besides what you guys already know from Instagram. tried to be good about the storying. And also, we realized on the car ride back, we were talking, it brought out a lot of stuff regarding like self-esteem and like how we see ourselves.
Absolutely.
And just, you know, feeling pretty and
stuff we didn't know about each other.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is saying something.
It's so funny because we overshare so much and I still discover so much new stuff about you guys every time I'm with you. Taylor, if you want to start off, like I was blown away by the stuff that you said in the car on the way home.
Really?
When you were talking about how, like, yeah, when you, like, you know, logically, like when you look at yourself, like, no, I'm cute, everything's fine. But sometimes you feel like,
right. Here's, okay, so this is what we were talking about on the way back, because Vegas was tough for me. I had a lot of fun. I love you guys so much. I would never do it with anybody else. I was very anxious about that trip going into it.
Oh.
Before I left, I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know what to expect.
I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, yeah. When you were like, were you having fun? I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. But I was like, but you know, it's a lot. And you were like, you look so comfortable in the club. I was like, I did. Like, I felt very uncomfortable. And but like, it was interesting and it was fun. And you two are like the most you're the funnest drunks ever. Just a joy to be around, drunk and sober. I love you both so much. There was nothing about the trip that was negative. It was just a lot for me and outside my comfort zone. And there were a few times where Delaney, I remember, I think Kelsey said at one point, we were walking in the street looking really good. And Kelsey goes, do you feel all the eyes on you? Like, doesn't that feel good? And I was like, yeah, I hate it. I hate being looked at. We ran into some comics in Vegas. I felt like an idiot when I saw them. I was like, really? Oh my gosh, I've never been so more self-conscious in my life, because when I see you guys dress up, it looks right to me. I'm like, yeah, of course, they know how to do it. When I look at myself in those pictures or like whatever, I'm like, that, I don't know who that is. I feel like everybody's going, okay, you're trying to keep up with your hot friends. That's cute. That's how I feel inside.
Oh my God.
Whoa. I know that.
I would have never guessed that.
Which is crazy. Yeah. I know. And like I was talking about, I seriously do think I have some like body dysmorphia issues, because I was overweight as a kid and like in high school and college. And even as an adult, like I will, it's not good to weigh yourself a lot, but sometimes I weigh myself just to look at a number, a factual number, and go, okay, you're not obese, because in your head you feel that way. And there are times literally where I get so in my head and so insecure that I have to like look at pictures of all three of us and go like, well, Delaney and Kelsey wouldn't be my friends if I was like completely ugly, right? Like that fucked up.
Man,
isn't that crazy?
Taylor.
Or like I look at my boyfriends where I'm like, oh, my boyfriend's really cute. Like that's like some, but I always feel in the back of my head on a like instinctual level, okay, everybody's being nice to me or something. Like everybody's being like letting me sit here, which is crazy. Like I always feel like when I was in fifth grade, the popular girls let me hang out with them for like 2 days because I was funny at camp. And I always feel like that to a certain degree. And I felt like that in Vegas a lot, where I was walking around going like, is everybody looking at me going, is that a make-a-wish? Like, which is crazy.
100%. Okay, because this is how I feel when I stand next to you guys, at which I guess you were.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Surprised by this too, because I obviously I grew up like a fucking celery stick, like just a the finger body, no curves, being raised in a family that had very beautiful, voluptuous, curvy women, curly hair and big tits and big asses everywhere. And then there was me, which is just this walking around, right? And I look at you guys and you have such beautiful curves. Like, you got great tits and great asses and big, giant, beautiful lips and big eyes. And I'm just like, oh my God, I look like, I look like a fucking Slim Jim next to them. I just look insane. Like this like pole. I had to buy my curves. I had to buy tits because I didn't have any. Oh, you know, where gosh. I'm just like, oh, I just look like a freaking, like a little boy who's playing dress up almost. Like a little boy who bought boobs.
What the fuck, you guys?
But it's crazy. Interesting how, like, I could feel like that and you feel like that. Yeah. And we're all feeling something standing next to each other or just, like, in photos or looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
And nobody wouldn't know that about us.
Yes.
And I'm sure everybody feels that way about something.
Oh, yeah.
But, no, I was completely blown away by to the extent that you feel that because I look at you like, wow.
No idea. That you were feeling that way in Vegas. Wow.
That's so crazy to me. Yeah, no, I think I used to make more jokes about it when we all first started working together, and it really bothered Kelsey, so I had to stop. And it's been great for me because every time I would say shit like, yeah, we can play like fuck, marry, kill, and we know who's like ever, it's an easy choice. Like, that's always how I felt. I couldn't believe you guys wanted to be my friends. Like, always feel weird when we're hanging out together. I'm like, thank God for like the cheerleader effect from like How I Met Your Mother. I'm like, maybe people just think I just get smeared in with them.
What the
fuck? But I do, it's crazy.
Yeah, I made you stop doing that.
Yeah,
because
you did.
Like, I don't, we can all give each other compliments all day. That's always great. I'm like, great, let's keep doing that. But when you were like giving me compliments and then putting yourself down, I was like, no, that's can't do that. No. Can't do that. That's like not good for anybody. It's not true. It just, you know, I had to.
Well, and you said in the car about your friends growing up and how you felt about male attention. I thought that was crazy.
Oh, yeah. I basically, and I still feel this way that especially if I don't have makeup on, I just feel invisible. Like, I just feel like air. I don't, I've never felt like particularly unattractive. I've never been like, I'm ugly. Like, I've truly never felt that way. I also had a mom who, I guess, aside from the mustache shaming, was a mom that was like, you're beautiful and you can do anything. Just a very, you know, positive, like, body image making me feel nice about myself. But then when I got to school, it was, no guys were interested in me for a long, long time. Like, it was just not there. And so but I was friends with the girls who were getting a lot of attention. And I just decided, oh, well, that's where I fit in society, is like, I can be the funny, smart friend, but I'm not going to be looked at as somebody who is like attractive or like desirable to men.
Wow.
And I didn't really start wearing makeup, like actually wearing makeup, until maybe, I don't know, later in high school or something. And even then, I still, nothing was changing that much. I got a boyfriend, but I was never like prom queen or whatever. That was all my friends. One of my best friends was prom queen. The other one was homecoming queen. Wow. Like, legit, my best friends were the ones who were being those people. And I wasn't even in the fucking running. I was never like nominated for any of that shit. So that's still how I feel about myself, I think, is that when I'm walking around, which is most days, I walk around with, like, no makeup, kind of just casual, just a lot of sleep shirts. a lot of yoga pants. And I don't look in the mirror and go, ooh, you're ugly. But I don't look in the mirror and think that anybody would, like, look at me twice.
Crazy. Yeah. Cut to now, where radio DJs on the road literally ask me on air, isn't Kelsey Cook, like, too hot to be a comedian? And I'm like, what are you saying right now? What am I supposed to say to that? Dude. No, she is a comedian, so clearly not. Like,
that's
God,
just
that's
so
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I had a very similar experience. We talked about this, where I did not get any male attention except for like, hey, want to be buddies and play basketball.
Yeah.
Up until like late high school, whatever. And then I started getting male attention and had no idea what to do with it because I had never had it before. So I was like, oh, you just like make out with everybody who compliments you? Is that how this works? And there we are.
Line them up.
People later.
You make out with people who compliment you.
But I did not even know, like, how are you supposed to handle this shit? Yeah. I've never had to do it before. But no, I mean, before my boobs, before the boobs. It should be like
pre-BBJ.
Pre-boob job.
Yes. Rocky Horror Picture Show, ever been there?
Yes. Love it.
Dressed up with all my hot chick friends, and I had a really sore throat, and I was mistaken for a man in drag. And
really?
Like moments like that stick with you.
Yeah, they do.
They stick with you. Where like I had like a little bit of a cold, very, very no boobs, just flat chested, bright red lipstick, did not know how to do my makeup or anything like that. And I was just like talking like this. And it was like, sir, you know, if you go over me, I'm like, oh my God, I just got called sir. Okay. You know, just like stuff like that. But, you know, you like I always felt like, very tomboyish, not curvy. You hear that the broken record, real women have curves over and over in your head growing up. And it's like, okay, well, if I don't have curves, what does that make me? I think I had a bit about this at one point. Like, I got a pancake butt and chesticles. So what is like, what am I, a fucking orange peel? Like, I don't know how does this work.
Orange,
you know,
peel?
Like, I don't understand if I'm not a woman and I'm not like, what am I?
Right.
Oh my God, when you said that you felt like a corn dog.
I tried that on stage. It went great.
Oh,
it went so well.
I laughed.
I was a little hot.
Oh my God, laying by the pool in Vegas, and you're like, I don't even feel like a girl, I feel like a corn dog.
I could not stop laughing at
that. You're like in bikinis talking about ring sizes, and I was just like, I don't even, I had eaten like half an edible, and I was just like, you guys, I don't even feel like a woman next to you guys. I don't feel like a girl, I just feel like a corn dog. And it was so true. Like, I just feel like I was laying there baking in the sun, getting warmer. It's God, so, that's, that yeah, that funny. Shit, it all sticks with you so much. It's crazy how much your, like, teen years just really affect everything. Because I heard curves when I was a kid, and I'm like, oh, everyone's calling me fat. That's a nice way of saying fat. I would have loved to have been a celery stick. That's all I wanted in the world was to be a celery stick, and I just had to be curvy the whole time. And I'm like, thanks, Jenny's mom, for calling me fat nicely. Like, and even like growing up, I developed really early, and so anytime guys paid attention to me, it was like, oh, that girl has a nice ass or like big tits. Which now, as an adult, everyone caught up to me. But when I was really young, and so it didn't feel like anybody was thinking I was pretty. It felt like people were just looking at pieces of me. And so it didn't feel good. It still makes me uncomfortable when people do it. When people comment on like my Instagram and they go like, ooh, someone's been doing squats or some shit like that, I delete it because I'm like, fuck you, don't look. I'm not, this isn't a picture of my ass. Like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Wow.
I'm not comfortable with people looking at me, even if I'm dressed for it, because I don't know. It stuck with me. I grew up with parents who were like, we're never gonna lie to you. Your arms have chunked up a bit. Like, you know, they were
what?
Not. My parents tell me I'm. Yeah, my parents tell me I'm beautiful now, but like growing up, they kind of didn't. Like,
that's fucked
up. They kind of didn't. They were like, oh, you have, or they'd say pieces of me. They'd be like, you have beautiful lips. You have gorgeous eyes. Like, today you look pretty. Like, stuff like that. But they were never like, you are so gorgeous. Like, it wasn't really what was happening to me growing up. And like, friends of mine. Like, I remember my best friend's boyfriend, once she told me that her boyfriend had said, like, oh, yeah, Taylor has, like, a pretty face, which was a way of saying, like, oh, Taylor's, like, fat. And it was, but it was when I was, like, in high school.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I was overweight, but I wasn't, like, even when I was overweight, I wasn't, like, you know, it wasn't, like, dangerously overweight or anything. It was, like, 30 pounds, probably. And so now I do look really different, and I probably feel like I've been getting more male attention in the last couple years more than anything else.
Yeah.
But it's still, there's always a part of me that feels like, I think that's why I think people are going to cheat on me, because I just feel like the minute something better comes along, they're going to realize like, oh, I could do way better than this.
Jeez, dude. That's so
isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and like I grew up being told by my parents, like, you're so beautiful no matter what, inside and out. Same. And I'd be like, you're a fucking liar. Look at me. I'm a fucking weirdo. I'm like, just like a finger, permanently sunburnt, sweaty, acne everywhere, braces, like bushy eyebrows. I'm like, you're a fucking liar.
Oh my God.
You have to say that because you're my dad.
Oh my God.
No joke. This is a direct quote from my dad putting me to bed one night, because I would get so, I mean, I would cry myself to sleep sometimes. Yeah. I felt so unattractive. Like, I did not want to go to
school. Oh my God.
Yeah, I did not want to go to school. And he was like, Delaney, even if your entire face was one big pimple, you'd be the most beautiful girl in the world. That is like a backhanded compliment. My face is a all kinds of pimples. But even if it was just one.
Oh my god.
Oh dude.
I can't breathe.
So funny.
Yeah. Man. My dad just trying to cheer me up. Just the whole like the same awkward conversation, like, hey, Delaney, you know, just if and when you lose your virginity, you could talk to me about
if
it,
and
right?
When.
Yeah, and I'm like, thanks, Dad. But yeah, no, just my parents tried to make me feel better and it didn't work because I didn't believe in any of that. You're fucking liars. Like, this is not attractive what's going on to me right now. This is not attractive.
Yeah, the acne thing, that was really the first thing that, like, took me down.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, took whatever sort of self-esteem I did have, even without getting any male attention, just me being like, I'm okay, I think I'm all right. When acne started, and that was young, I got it young. Like,
how old are you?
I started like fifth grade.
Yeah.
Oh, that is young.
Young, which is so unfortunate because like no other part of puberty happened for me in fifth grade. I still did not have tits. I didn't have tits till eighth grade. I didn't have my period or tits till eighth grade.
Girl, I had tits in third grade and it
sucked
so bad.
I was so flat and like my best friend Kelly got her tits in sixth grade and she was just this like perfect little Barbie doll.
Okay.
And it was all attention on her and I just, you know, again, felt like a like real tiny little celery stick, but had zits, was trying like all different kinds of creams at a really young age, different medications, all this stuff, and skin makes you feel so shitty so fast
because
there's no hiding it. You can put like foundation or cover up on, but you can still see underneath it.
Oh, and that's like if you like I know that, you know, there's weight issues and stuff in my family, and they've said like if they gain a few pounds they feel like they're just really overweight again all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel with like getting pimples on my face. It's like, okay, my acne's coming back now. I'm gonna be almost 30 year old with just acne everywhere.
Right.
Like, it's coming back.
Yeah. Right.
I have that anxiety like in the back of your head forever, probably.
Yes. I'm like that with weight too, where if I gain like 2 pounds, I'm like, well,
yeah,
I knew it was coming back eventually, like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
which is
exactly.
Nuts.
When I went off of birth control, when I went off birth control for like, what was that, maybe 3 or 4 months a couple years ago, and my acne came right back, and it came like screaming back. It was all over my face. It was deep and cystic.
Oh.
And I took that picture, and man, again, when I felt like I was in fifth grade all over again, I just felt so ugly and so unattractive, and like no amount of makeup that I put on made me feel any better.
Yeah.
Oh.
It sucked.
Yeah, I feel like my coping mechanism, and I'm sure you guys can relate, was just trying to develop a personality and as many skills and talents as possible to be like worthy of having friends. Like, I'm not going to get by on my looks. So what else?
Right.
I can crack a joke. I could join the marching band.
Yeah.
I can get good at basketball. It's like the more unattractive I became, the more talented I got too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this weird, you know, juggling act of stuff happening.
One of just straight A's, a couple jokes and a free throw shot instead of basketball.
Boom. Yeah.
And also just like the time management of that. I wasn't spending time hanging out with dudes or like fucking making out with a boy. I just was like, well, I guess I'll go play volleyball.
Yeah.
I'll go play a flute.
Yeah. Nobody invited me to that party, so I guess I'll just hang out here and do some push-ups.
Yeah. It's so funny to me that we all have that thing of like when, even now when people, Kelsey, you said this in the card, that when people say like, oh my god, you're so beautiful, you're so hot, whatever, you're like, really? Like, there's still a part of you that's surprised?
I will never not be, like, humble, I guess, or whatever. I'll never be like, you're right. Because anytime anybody gives me a compliment like that, I am surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you do have those nice spikes where, you know, I mean, we saw when we were in the cab. We were in the cab on the way to a club the first night in Vegas. And the cab driver is telling us, you know, there's a really big line. There's always a big line. Like, you're going to have to wait a while to get in. And Kelsey's like, we'll be fine. And he's like, look, no. And she's like, we're on the guest list. And he's like, everyone's on the guest list. And I was like, you got it. Like, I was getting nervous about it. I was like, are we okay? And sure enough, we get there. They're like, front of the line. We get in. They're like, here, sit here.
This bottle service.
Free bottle service.
Next to the DJ booth. Mariah Carey's going to come sit in the booth next to you guys. We're like, okay.
Yeah. Kelsey was so drunk and so funny where she's like, oh my God, that feels so good. Like, when you do your makeup and you look great and it's like, then you walk in and they're like, you are the cream of the crop. You are the top. Like, that's a good feeling. And then she just, like, was dancing and, like, smiling at the chandelier above her. Like just so appreciative. And every time she looked at me and Delaney, she's like, you guys are so beautiful. You're so naturally beautiful. And when I do your makeup, it just brings out what you already have. Like, I want drunk Kelsey to be my life coach. She's my favorite person.
Yeah. Drunk Kelsey is my very happy.
Everybody should have a girlfriends only trip to Vegas in your lifetime.
At least multiple times. 10, yeah.
I just feel like it's just a great confidence boost that that carries me through like several years until I have to go back.
Oh, I re-up twice a year. It's like a biannual. I need my fill.
Yeah.
I'm running empty. It's seriously, it's a different planet there. Like the economy runs differently in Vegas.
Oh,
it's a different social structure.
Yeah.
Women are queen. You go, you get everything for free. People want you to be there and like just shower you with shit. It's the best.
Yeah, ladies, you get your asses over there quick.
The
merrier.
Alcohol does make me feel more confident. I mean, that's for pretty much everybody. But like, yeah. If I've like done my makeup and I'm dressed up and have alcohol, I generally can feel like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everything's okay.
Yeah.
I feel okay right things now.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I go into fucking Gelson's in my sweatpants and sleep shirt and no makeup on, and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I look like a hot mess, and nobody would ever talk to me.
Yeah.
Makeup's a big difference.
What is the worst thing anybody's ever said to you about your looks or appearance or anything? I mean, the parents...
Besides thing, internet comments? Is that
besides
I mean?
Internet trolls, either like family, friends, exes... Whatever it might be.
Oh, man. Well, I just talked about the mom mustache stuff last time. That stayed with me for a long, long time.
Yeah.
The mustache.
Yeah. When I was a kid, kids used to, you know, say... I mean, when I was in fifth grade, I weighed, like, not much less than I do now. Because I had just grown... I was just grown so quickly. And I wasn't fat or anything, but I was just... I looked like I was 15.
Were you the tall
10.
Girl?
Yeah. I was really tall.
That's so
funny. I'm 5'6 now. I was, like... 5'4", 5'5"
in fifth grade?
Yeah. And I had tits and I looked like I was like 15, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And I think I weighed like 120 pounds. Whereas now I'm like 135. And so I looked very similar to this, except I was a kid. And I remember a girl in my class found out and she was like a little celery stick, just a cute, just everything I wanted to be. And she like told a bunch of people that I weighed that much. And I think somebody asked me and I was like, and I lied and said like 90. I was like, I'm like 90 pounds. And they were like, really? Because we heard like it was horrible.
That is
it was
awful.
So bad. I had guys ask me in fifth grade if I was a cotton stuffer. Cause like, I'm like, no, I've been wearing a bra since I was in third grade. It's horrible. And I was like new that year. It was awful. It was
Dude,
so bad.
That's kids are just the
kids
fucking worst to each other.
Fucking worst.
It is a dog eat dog world when you're a kid.
Especially girls.
Oh my, they're so mean.
Little girls are so mean.
So mean. I remember like going to elementary school one day and that my friends from yesterday just weren't talking to me the whole day because one girl told them not to. And I was like, why? Because they told her not to. And I fucking hate. Just like, what the fuck, you guys? Seriously.
I'm so scared to have
people
kids.
People are just shit. Because
I will, like, beat up some kids. They're mean to my kids.
I think I told you guys about, like, the blow up I had when I worked with kids. Did I tell
you
guys that?
Mm-hmm.
I think
I
told Kelsey. Dude, I'm surprised I did not get fired. I will not tell you where I was working at the time. But I was a teenager, and I was in charge of a lot of children. And there was a little girl eating peanut M&Ms on the patio, and this boy comes up to her and starts teasing her, calling her fat, just like the most awful things. And I walked up to there and I have never been so enraged in my life. And you know, all the feelings come up.
Oh yeah. It's
brings
a triggering.
Up feelings.
Yeah.
It's so triggering. That's a perfect word for it. All the feelings like from me as a kid and this, what this poor girl's going to be going through. And I was like, what did you say? and he was terrified. And I was just like, you don't ever say that stuff, and you're no skinny mini yourself, sir. And I just went off on him like he was like, you know, a grown man who could take it.
God.
And I laid into him in front of all of his little shitty friends, and I thought he was going to cry, but I kicked him out of the area before he cried. And he walked away, and I was like, oh my God, I think I just lost my job. Like, I think I'm going to get fired because that kid... he's going to tell one person, either my boss or his parents when they pick him up, all that shit. I was like, okay, well, I've lost my job. I'm just going to sit with this girl. And I just sat with her and I was like, oh, I love peanut M&Ms too. You know, what's your favorite color kind of shit? Because I was like, okay, well, all I can do is just sit here with this girl until I get fired.
Yeah.
And then his parents picked him up. Was a fucking angel the rest of the year. Never had a single problem with him again.
Wow.
I publicly humiliated him and it worked out.
Sometimes shame works.
Nobody really does. Nobody fired me, but obviously not the greatest way to handle a situation. That's why, I mean, I should not work with you.
Well, okay. So what are some things that you guys do that help you feel better about yourself or like help your self-esteem, whether it's like looks or even, like you said, talents, skills, but particularly what makes you feel like you look great, because there are all these different I don't know about you guys, I read so many articles about confidence, like just all the articles that you know Amy Schumer's new I Feel Pretty movie were about, which is just like, just act like you're, because you remember that girl, do you remember the popular girl in high school who wasn't necessarily as cute as her friends, but she acted like she was hotter than everybody and like would just be the best at everything and get the hottest dudes, and you were like, okay, why can't I be that confident? I'm cute like her, like we're the same, right?
I don't know if I can't picture
you can't picture that. Oh, I have so many examples.
What makes me feel good, definitely like dressing up, like, you know, feeling like I put some effort into my look makes me feel instantly better. But ultimately, like, still to this day, like accomplishing stuff makes me feel the best.
Yeah,
like
just so nice.
Doing something and feeling like I'm reaching my personal goals, that's what makes me feel attractive.
Yeah.
And maybe that's good, maybe that's not, because maybe I'm still like still chasing the trying to be worthy enough for approval kind of situation from like being a kid. But yeah, I don't know, like that's probably a mix for me.
Yeah, that's nice. I read an article once that said if you spend more time naked then you'll feel better about your body, and I did that and it worked.
Oh, I love being naked, as you guys know from Vegas.
Delaney's great at being
naked.
We saw
Delaney's tits for about 70% of the time we were in Vegas.
Yeah,
and we were only there for 2 days.
Everything. I saw the inside of you.
Oh my god.
Yeah, just walking around, just not unapologetic.
Oh, I would not be shocked if Delaney joins a nudist colony at some point.
I do love being naked. Cam is even like, Jesus, I had no idea that like that you'd be naked this much, because we had a roommate for, you know, a year and a half, and now we don't. And it's like, I had no idea that that was the only thing stopping you from being naked.
Oh my god.
Around the apartment. I was like, oh god, yeah, I love it. Always have like a robe and one boob out, like so great.
Oh my god, you sound like such a drunk. Just a tit out. Makeup definitely makes me feel, it's like the quickest way, I think.
Yeah,
it just like bam, put some makeup on, instantly feel better. Also, the process of applying makeup for me is very soothing and like is a positive thing for me.
Yeah.
Also playing sports, because when I'm doing that, it's endorphins, but it taps back into how I felt about myself in high school, and like not obviously not the part of like getting male attention, because that wasn't happening, but I liked how I felt physically. Mm-hmm. I remember at one point I could bench press my weight.
Oh, wow.
And like I was very, I was like as small as I've ever been, because I was just, all I did every day was play sports. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And I loved feeling just like I could eat anything and it didn't matter because I was going to burn it off. I really loved that feeling. And I feel like that's when I'm happiest, as if I'm just playing sports constantly.
Totally.
And going. So. I like playing sports.
Empowering.
Yeah,
it is basic.
Like a badass.
It is basic, but yeah, like eating healthy, eating clean, and exercising regularly.
Yeah,
is, I have not been as good about being at the gym this year, and I remember how it did feel, and whenever I do go back to the gym afterward, I'm like, oh, I feel so much stronger.
Yeah,
even after just one workout, where I'm like, oh, I feel like, because you're proud of yourself on several levels because you did it.
Yeah.
You got your ass off the
number
couch.
Number one.
You drove to the gym. Already great. You, like, you're getting the endorphins, like you said. You burn some, it's just being outside, like, walking makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just getting fresh air.
Love walks.
Yeah.
Oh, I love walks, too.
It's so good. Oh, I just thought of something really shitty that was said to me by my ex-boyfriend.
And I thought of something, too. So let's share
these. Oh, my God,
And we might have to wrap it up at 7:06.
Besides the usual pizza face and all that shit growing up. Thank you so much for that, everybody. I remember, because my ex was just always saying, like, hateful stuff, especially, like, in fights and stuff, to the point where, like, I didn't take it seriously. I just laughed at it, but still hearing stuff is not, it sticks with you. I remember him saying like he wished he had saved his virginity for somebody less boyish.
What the fuck?
And that was, I don't even know if that was to my, that was via text message. It was not to my face, but it was just like yet another awful thing along with the I hope you die and I hope your family dies.
Oh my God.
All the just hateful texts. And then, you know, the next time it would be like, it never happened. I just got so used to just like the verbal
text abuse. And be like, I'm so sorry.
Shit sticks with you, dude.
Shit. Yeah. What did you think of? Really,
mine come from like shitty comics or internet trolls with my moles and my forehead. I've had comics to my face be like, sup with the herpy on your lip. And they know full well it's a mole, but they just want to make me feel bad about like the little mole on my lip.
It's so cute, first
of all. It's adorable.
It's so annoying that people say that shit.
People made me feel so bad for so long, so self-conscious about it. The mole on my forehead, when people photoshopped Jim's face onto my mole.
It's
fucking
so weird.
Horrible monsters,
so weird.
Trolls.
There
was like a subreddit where people were photoshopping extra foreheads onto my forehead. And just posting different pictures of me, but with like 10 foreheads.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just people being really jealous and needing to take someone down a peg. That's so gross. I thought of my ex said to me once, we were talking about someone made a joke to him about like, I don't know. Or I think he said like someone had said something about him liking fat chicks. And I was like, do you? And he was like, kind of like that kind of is true. And I was like, oh, ouch. Like, and he was like, well, nah, like he just like he didn't even know how to fix it because he was such a dipshit.
Oh my God.
And he still, he said so much shit to me that I blocked out, that every once in a while I'll remember and I'll be like, oh, you were an asshole. Like, you said so much shit to me just offhandedly that it wasn't even to hurt my feelings. That's how flippant it was.
Right.
Yeah. So crazy. People are the worst. That's why you need some good girlfriends, everybody.
To shake you out of that.
Oh, man.
To get drunk and look into your eyes and just tell you over and over how beautiful you are.
So
yes.
You guys look so beautiful in Vegas. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. And it does feel good to dress up every once in a while. Because being a comic, there's not a lot of opportunities to dress up. Yeah. And you kind of have to create those opportunities for yourself, because otherwise, you know, you're just going up in a sweatshirt every night. And that's great. That's a good time. But like the clothes that I wore to Vegas, I had to go buy those clothes. And now I have a great black dress.
I would have never
had one before.
Boom.
Yeah.
And get all felt up by Magic Mike, dude. Oh. That was so needed.
That was a lot for me. I felt so good. I didn't love that. I'll be honest. Yeah,
oh, God.
I didn't love that at all.
I could have taken 12 more dudes. Dude. I would have loved it. Oh,
every
my God.
Time I'm in Vegas, I will be seeing that show.
Yes.
And the show no was question. Great. Oh, it I loved the show.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When that guy spun you around, I was like, oh, my God.
I didn't like that. I liked it when somebody playing a guitar, like, winked at us. That was nice. But I didn't like having a stranger on top of me. And that guy was so hot and very nice afterward. And I did not. I just wish
they hadn't been so sweaty. That's one thing where I was like, we tried to look nice tonight. And now you're ruining my highlighter. But it was still super hot.
It was fun. I had a great time. Oh.
All right.
Anyway,
be kind to each other and see Magic Mike.
Be so kind.
Yes, we have a guest coming, so that's why we got
to
wrap this one up.
Yes.
Should we plug our socials and then be done?
Perfect. T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter, ttomcomedy.com for tour dates. When does this come out?
This comes out on Monday the 23rd.
The 23rd of July, right?
Yes, next week.
Okay, next week. All right, so I am going to be at JFL in Montreal this week for a couple days. I'm just doing the Variety Top 10 Comics to Watch showcase, so that's pretty cool.
Pretty fucking cool.
Pretty cool.
Gonna
buy a magazine for the first time in a decade. And then I'm at Outside Lands in San Francisco the 10th and 11th of August. And you know what? I think there's other stuff, but I don't have it on my calendar. But August 30th through September 2nd, I am at the Funny Bone in Syracuse, New York. So come to those.
Sweet.
Beautiful. At Delaney Fisher on everything. Dicks by Delaney will be launching in August.
Get ready, guys.
So there'll be dick mugs everywhere.
At Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, and KelseyCook.com for tour dates. I am headlining the DC Comedy Loft this Wednesday and Thursday in Washington, D.C. I think there's some helpsters who have already bought tickets, which is great. But if you're in D.C. And you haven't yet, go to KelseyCook.com. And then in August, I'm in Boise, Cleveland, and San Diego and New York. So just go to my website. If you live in any of those cities, go get tickets. I'm excited. Cool. That was a mouthful.
Love you.
We love you guys so much. Love yourselves. You're all gorgeous.
Yes. Yes. That's all right. A good one to we'll talk on. To you guys next
Bye.
Week.
Bye.
Bye. Why won't it let